Here's one for you. Palmetto State Armory is being sued by an Arizona man who is claiming that his ammunition exploded while he was loading a shotgun that he purchased from Palmetto State Armory, leaving him with severe burns, cuts, and hearing loss. Before I get into the details of the case, because I'm going to want your input, I want to thank the sponsor of the video, and that's Wooks. Wooks is an outdoor gear company headquartered in Hickory, North Carolina, right over the hill from where I live. And they're considered one of the finest wood machining companies in the world. Their products are designed to perform using raw, natural material, superior technology throughout the supply chain, and manufacturing. Plus, materials are sourced in a responsible and sustainable manner. Wooks products blend the tradition of finely crafted wood with exceptionally functional design. Wooks makes axes, knives, stocks, and chassis, and they are all gorgeous. Check out the link below to learn more and outfit your tools. Thanks to Wooks for sponsoring the video. All right, now according to this federal law, before I get into the lawsuit, check this out. This was just released as well. This is the 20th anniversary of the Killdozer. This is the new Disobey shirt from TriStar. If you're interested in this, I'll have the link down below. Appreciate y'all at TriStar. Now, the lawsuit was filed in Arizona, and it says that Jeffrey Howell purchased a Rock Island Armory pump-action shotgun from Palmetto State Armory on their website in March of 2022. Now, on May 3rd, specifically 2022, Howell claims he loaded 5 rounds into the magazine tube of the 5+1 shotgun, and when he racked the slide to move around into the chamber with the intent of loading that 6th round into the tube, the ammunition suddenly and violently exploded in the shotgun. Now, Howell is suing Palmetto State Armory, which sold the shotgun, along with the gun's manufacturer, Rock Island Armory. The lawsuit also names the online retailer, Tactical Shit, from who Howell says he bought the shells from, the ammunition for the shotgun, and Blackwater Worldwide, the manufacturer of the ammunition. Blackwater Worldwide, later in 2022, well, they say late in 22, I couldn't find an actual date, posted a voluntary recall of the ammunition, according to the lawsuit. The company said on their website that they were aware of 2 incidents where the ammunition detonated in the magazine tube of a tube-fed shotgun and encouraged customers to take steps to return unused product for a refund. Here is what Blackwater posted. To our Blackwater family, bottom line up front, cease all use of Blackwater Heavy Hitter 12-gauge Sabot shotgun ammunition. Blackwater is conducting a voluntary recall of all unfired Blackwater Heavy Hitter 12-gauge Sabot slug shotgun ammunition. Our records show you may have purchased this ammunition from Blackwater or a retail dealer. This recall applies only to Blackwater Heavy Hitter 12-gauge Sabot Slug shotgun cartridges. No other Blackwater ammunition or products are affected by this recall. Risk: personal injury or death. It has been brought to our attention that circumstances can arise that result in the Heavy Hitter ammunition detonating in the magazine tube of a tube-fed shotgun. If this occurs, the shooter and any bystanders could suffer serious personal injury or death, and the shotgun could be damaged and rendered inoperable. We have received 2 reports of injuries related to this issue. As a result, we are asking anyone who is in possession of any unfired heavy hitter ammunition to take the following steps. And I'm going to put this here just in case this happens to be you. Actions you must take immediately. 1. Do not attempt to load or fire any Blackwater heavy hitter ammunition. 2. Collect all unfired heavy hitter ammunition you have and keep it in a secure place so that others cannot load or fire it. 3. Fill out the form below with all requested information and submit it. 4. If you have given or sold any heavy hitter ammunition to any other person, please provide them with a copy of this communication and ask them to follow the same instructions. The information you furnish below will allow us to provide you with a prepaid UPS shipping package and instructions specific to the return of all unfired heavy hitter cartridges. Once we receive the unfired heavy hitter cartridges from you, we will be in further contact to provide you with deserved compensation for the unused product. Please do not, 1, mail any unfired Blackwater heavy hitter cartridges through the United States Postal Service. That is illegal. 2, ship Blackwater heavy hitter cartridges by any means other than in the UPS shipping package we provide in accordance with the instructions we provide. 3, return any unfired Blackwater heavy hitter cartridges to any retail dealer. 4, give or sell any Blackwater heavy hitter cartridges to any other person or allow any other person to load or fire these cartridges. If you need further assistance regarding this matter or have any questions, please contact Blackwater at recall@blackwaterworldwide.com. We at Blackwater apologize for any inconvenience this may cause you, but your safety is our top priority. Please respond immediately. Thank you in advance for your cooperation. If you already have filled out this form and sent it in, please do not resend it. Thank you. Blackwater. Now, Julian Wilson, who's one of the owners of Palmetto State Armory, has been on record in saying neither the firearm nor the ammunition was manufactured by Palmetto State Armory, and we will vigorously defend against any claims made against us. Now, Howell alleges that he went to the hospital by ambulance after the accident and was treated for second and third degree burns, as well as injuries from metallic shrapnel and fragments. He also had skin torn off his right arm and left hand and suffered permanent hearing damage, according to the lawsuit. Howell was released from the hospital the next day, but according to the complaint, he continued to struggle to walk and stand without pain. It also claimed that Howell suffered from depression and anxiety after the accident and later saw a counselor for symptoms of post-traumatic stress disorder. The lawsuit also alleges Howell's injuries were due to a manufacturing defect of either the ammunition or the shotgun from before he purchased the products. Howell said he used the products as intended, and the defendants in the case breached their duty of care by failing to make him aware of a hidden flaw. The lawsuit includes several counts against the defendants, largely centered around liability, including product liability for manufacturing defect, gross negligence, design defect, and marketing defect, or inadequate warnings. Now, if it was the ammunition that was the problem, I can see Blackwater having a big problem. If it were the shotgun that was faulty, then Rock Island Armory could be in a jam. But Palmetto State Armory didn't manufacture the shotgun, and Tactical Shit didn't manufacture the ammunition. So we'll see what happens there. But what are your thoughts? I am extremely interested in hearing your point of view here, because my comment section is usually a great place to learn what other people think, given the same set of information here, the same set of facts. Am I wrong? Do you think I'm wrong in how I've come across in my opinion here? If so, let me know down below. Subscribe to the channel. I'll keep you in the know. Happy Independence Day. Shirt link down below. I'll see you on the next one. Be safe, stay vigilant, carry a gun to keep you, your friends, your family, your community safe. I'll see you on the next one. Take care.